Hi, this is office visit recording. Follow-up visit 7/10/2024 is the date. Date of birth is 6/2/83. Name of the patient is Deborah Simpson. Again, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H-S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth 6/2/83. Date of service 7/10/2024. Date of accident is 12/24/2022. This is a visit recording for Deborah Simpson. She presents here with the issues of pain in the neck, severe, and pain in the lower back that are ongoing, and middle back. Neck pain is around 7 to 8, and no radiation of the pain is reported to the upper extremities or lower extremities. And no pain is reported in the knee at this time, and on the right knee or right hip or the chest, they have improved. So the patient was found to have was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver on 12/24/2022, where she was T-bone on driver's side, leading to mild headaches without any symptoms of TBI. She works at a laboratory, personal, as a phlebotomist, easy job that she is able to carry out continuously. And patient has been undergoing physical therapy, but it did not resolve her pain symptoms. The patient was found to have a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6. As well as at L4 and L5, leading to ongoing symptoms of pain in the lower back and neck. The patient has been provided with two epidurals in the lumbar, and she is here for a third lumbar epidural steroid injection today. And she is also being advised to have the cervical epidural injections as well, that she will be coming next week onward. Other than that, patient has no other issues. Headaches are now completely minimal, rare, and no associated nausea, vomiting, or any other symptoms of TBI that are being reported. Pain level is also reduced, and it is between 4 to 6, and the ADLs are around 5, and patient does report 70% improvement in the symptoms. In the ADLs, please mark that the general activity mood is affected 7, while walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 3. In the system review, please mention headaches. In the neurology and psych, please mention headaches, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression, and panic, nightmares. In the pain and numbness, please mention pain in the neck and the lower back. Additional issues, none are reported. Substance abuse, patient uses alcohol occasionally and marijuana sometimes. In the compliance history, patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 173/99, pulse 86, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 0619-043, dated 6/12/2024, with the difference of general review is the same, and in the musculature examination, there are no muscle spasms noticed in the trapezius, quadratus lumborum, or paravertebral muscles. No spasm, no contraction are noticed. All the muscles are found to be normal, normal strength. In the musculoskeletal examination, the cervical spine, well, first of all, inspection and palpation is normal. Please use the template. In the range of motion of the cervical spine, there is normal cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion 60, extension 60, rotation bilaterally is 70 and the side flexion is 25. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 20, bilateral rotation is 25 and bilateral side flexion is 25. The maneuvers to reproduce the pain, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative. And Hoffman sign is negative. Cervical distraction test is negative. And no deficit is noticed in the upper extremities. Motor power is normal. Grips are normal. In the lumbar spine, the patient is able to walk well. There is negative Kemp test, negative Babinski sign. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally with cross leg raise test positive. In the sacroiliac joint, rest of the tests are completely negative, including the favor test and Gonsalon test. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to do the drug screen of today and review the maps which have been reviewed. Patient is undergoing an epidural injection procedure for her lumbar spine. That is going pretty good today, and patient is provided with the medications, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix is provided for stomach protection. Ultram 50 milligram three times a day. 120 tablets are provided for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and panic. Zoloft is provided for anxiety and panic and depression. 50 milligram at night. The patient is stable and is continuing with the procedures of lumbar epidural today. She'll also be booked for a cervical epidural steroid injection for severe neck pain that had not been resolved by the conservative treatment. End of dictation. Thank you.